They wouldn't go?
No, they wouldn't go nowhere. They used it, not round feeding time. They used all waste came, you know, close to the house and stuff. So you just get out there and holler, hear chicken again, and they come. But we had, didn't have that minute, so you know, you could tell if one was lost or something like that.
Yeah. Now, so when you were eating, what did you have to eat with, you know, utensils at the table?
Mostly usually hay, because then silverware was scarce. And then, you know, yeah, it might have maybe one or two forks or something like that.
Yeah.
And my mother had one iron cooking spoon, a big one. And she might have a tablespoon. Well, then that silverware was scarce. And then, you know, your father could make those wooden spoons and stuff like that. You know, if you could wheel them.
Yeah.
And my grandfather could wheel and my father learned to wheel too.
What would he wheel with? Did he have
pocket knife? And take some of that slick wood. And you know, just wheel it down the stairs and then curl it out. To be whatever you want to, but you have to know how to, you know, wheel, do stuff like that.
Right.
And if a bunch of them just got together, you know, they just wheel, you know, just do something, pass the time, a day off or late in the evening or something like that.
Did they keep a lot of those sharp things around to twiddle with? Did y'all have a lot of those? I mean, did your father have one that he would, say, butcher things with?
Like if they killed something, you used to have to go up to the big house or something and get it. And then when you get through, you know, you return it.
Okay.
And have no knife, no real sharp knife in it.
Yeah, okay. Now, after dinner, the dishes were all dirty and your mother would say, well, she had to...
Everybody pitch in and wash dishes. You know, well, with the four of us, we took turns.
Yeah.
And how
did you do that, Emma? I mean,
take turns. Like one would rake the yard this week, one wash dishes, one clean up the house, and the other, you know, pitch in, do whatever was left.
Mm-hmm.
And also back then, you know, we didn't have bathroom on this side, and what we had was slop jars. They call them then.
Yeah.
And one do all that, wash them out, and the other. Had washing the hand clothes out. Well, mama wash them. And then, you know, wash them on your hand, had a rub board. And you put them in a pot of boiling water, you know, put them in like that and wash them. Well, the other didn't help hang out. You know, we rotated. And that was the way everybody had something to do.
Right. Now, to tell me about washing this, what would you do? Where'd you get the water from?
A spring.
Okay.
And you put a little washing powder in there, or either. Back then, washing powder was very scarce. You know, you made your own soap,
mm-hmm.
and we used that to wash dishes in.
Okay, and after you got the soap all over the dishes, and you took it.
You had a rinsing pan, just rinsed them, and you dried them like then.
What'd you dry them with?
You had a rag.
That was a call
out. A drying towel.
Okay. And did you have something to wash, this kind of a cloth or a rag you used to wash dishes with? Call that that was the one.
A dish towel.
Yeah.
But we just used a plain old rag.
Okay. Now, you got water outstanding.
Right.
Comes out of it, you turn on the...
Right.
Turn on the what?
Faucet.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, have you ever seen on the outside, you know, where they'll have a... When you worked out in the field and they brought water out to you, what would it come out in?
Sometime a jug and sometime a water bucket. And everybody just drank from the same thing.
Okay, a jug they'd pull out of what?